Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR and WBUR.org. There were several events for volunteers throughout Boston and supporting communities today, honoring victims and survivors of the marathon attack through acts of service. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Mayor Marty Walsh declared today One Boston Day, intending it to be a day for Bostonians to show the resiliency and the generosity people showed on the day of the bombs.
It really came out of the survivors in their resiliency for the city and their love for the city and really trying to do acts of kindness.
The acts of kindness took many forms. In the lobby of the Hyatt Regency Boston, downtown, they took the form of running shoes. Terry Dunbar, the hotel's general manager, explains that hotel staff asked a neighbor what the homeless needed most.
They actually went over to St. Francis, the shelter, and asked them and what their preference was, and apparently shoes is the most needed item.
The hotel asked patrons who came to Boston with running shoes to leave them behind. Many people seem to come to Boston with running shoes, especially around marathon time. Author Neela Webster chose another way to demonstrate her resiliency and her generosity. Diagnosed with cancer 5 years ago, she chose today to donate books of her mother's poems to all 3,500 Boston Public School sixth graders. Webster addressed a class at the Perry School in South Boston.
Well, how is a library a magical kingdom? Yes.
A library is a magical kingdom because it's got lots of books and it's a place where you can display some of the books you've written and some poetry books.
That is an outstanding answer.
Near the marathon finish line on Copley Square, the American flags at half-mast along the facade of the Boston Public Library looked like they were right out of a Child Hassam painting. Across the street, inside the Old South Church, a service of resiliency was getting underway. Several people at the sparsely attended service wore yellow jerseys for the Martin Richard Marathon team, named after the 8-year-old boy killed by one of the bombs. One man wore a yellow shirt that said, "Survivor," and in the back sat former Governor Deval Patrick. He said he'd come to this place from another place, a place of grace affirmed. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.